She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
High-fat, low-carb diets are gaining popularity, and we just spoke with Grant Peterson. Eat bacon, don't jog. Get strong, get lean, no BS. And today, we're going to continue by talking about the hows. For example, Grant, well, first of all, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Lisa and Andrea. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Grant, let's talk about your coconut concoction that you make for breakfast. My husband's been making it, and I have to tell you, he is so satisfied and not hungry for hours, and he loves it, because I want to help people to say, okay, so I'm not supposed to eat grains, I'm not supposed to eat fruit, although again, with the grain and the fruit, I'd rather cut out my grains and eat a little fruit. Like, I think people need to make choices, and unless you're dangerously overweight, I don't think you have to be that restrictive. You and I talked about that a little bit in the break. Talk to us a little bit about that first, and then let's jump into what you're actually eating throughout the day.
Okay, so you want to talk about moderation first, or what I actually eat, how I start the day? Okay.
Moderation, well, a little bit, and then what you eat.
Okay, well, you know, if you're obese or diabetic, then you don't have a moderation option anymore. I mean, you can slow your weight gain, you can slow your decline, but if you want to arrest it, then you can't be moderate, and you really have to. I mean, it's tough to hear, and people might not want to give up their favorite bread, but it's too late to be moderate, and you just have to really avoid almost all carbohydrates, because carbohydrates spike your blood glucose and spike your insulin, and insulin is what makes you fat and makes you sick. So,
What about those people that say, you know, if you're going to eat your grains, couple it with a protein or couple it with something else that's going to help slow down the release of the glucose, you know, into your bloodstream? Is that something that for people, because it's not very realistic for people, or some people, yes, if you're following a paleo diet or you're really, you know, avoiding grains altogether. But if for those people who are listening and saying, whoa, you know, I really don't want to take out every grain, what are some ways that we could do it either slowly or, like you said, you know, for not talking about the people who have diabetes or have no option for moderation, but those who really want to make some healthier choices, but just want to maybe go at it a little bit more slowly.
Well, you know, if you're happy with your weight and you're happy with your health and you are eating grains, then there's no compelling reason to stop. You don't have to change. You know, I'm not out to get people to change what is already working for them. But the fact is that we don't have digestive system for grains. We don't digest them well, and they do things to our bodies. So I guess, you know, have one bowl of cereal, but don't eat the whole box, or don't have two bowls of cereal. You know, don't eat cereal for breakfast and pasta for dinner and a sandwich for lunch. Just cut back wherever you can.
Moderation.
But, yeah.
Makes sense. And then, so back to what Lisa was asking you about what you eat for the day. So this breakfast concoction sounds pretty yummy. What do you do?
Well, are you talking about the chocolate thing or what I do in my tea?
I'm talking about, I'm talking about the tea and that coconut concoction that you, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, you know, most people would be better off skipping breakfast, but they wake up so hungry that it's hard for them to do. So one way to get around that is to, in your coffee or tea, you just put butter or coconut oil, a couple tablespoons, up to 4 tablespoons, some combination of fat into your coffee or tea, and you drink that for breakfast. And that does supply calories, and the calories will help fill you up. And after doing this for about a week, almost everyone finds it really easy to skip breakfast entirely. On the other hand, when you start with a bowl of cereal or a muffin or toast or juice, you're hungry by 11 o'clock. And that's what we want to avoid.
All right, so you got to put some good fat in your tea or coffee. And then talk to us about the coconut concoction, which I know has what the coconut, is it called manna? What is that coconut butter? What is that?
Well, I make a chocolate out of coconut. I mean, you know, I eat what I think is a really healthy diet, and certainly a super low-carb, high-fat diet. But I make I make chocolate out of coconut cream that you can get at Trader Joe's. Not creamed coconut, but coconut cream. It comes in a brown and white can. And I mix that with 100% cocoa powder and a little bit of stevia or xylitol or erythritol, which have scary sounding names, but they're actually harmless to you.
Yeah, we love them.
And some coconut flakes, and I mix it all up in a Cuisinart, and I pour it into a dish, and it turns into chocolate. And I put macadamia nuts in there too. So, you know, I will eat, I don't know, a big bowl of this stuff or a big plate of this stuff, a big pie-sized chunk of this chocolatey-looking stuff that has no. It doesn't spike my blood glucose, and it keeps me really hungry, and it doesn't take much of it, actually, to fill me up. And there
so, Grant, what do you eat for lunch, then? Or do you not need lunch because you're so full from your high-fat breakfast?
Well, you know, if I have a high-fat breakfast, I won't eat lunch until 3 or 4 o'clock. I'm not that hungry. Sometimes I'll skip breakfast altogether, and I'll be... You know, I'll have a salad with some meat for lunch at around 2 o'clock. And keep in mind that I have consumed, I'm 60 years old now, and I've consumed more food than I'd say 90% of the 90-year-olds who are still living. I have eaten massive quantities of food in my life. So I'm not a lifelong abstainer or anything. But on a high-fat diet, you don't get hungry. And that is the revelation that people can't believe until they experience. When you cut out the carbs and you eat high-fat calories, you don't get hungry as much.
So do you lose your cravings as well? I mean, I know they say when you cut out sugar, you stop craving it.
Yeah. Yes, you absolutely do this. And that, again, is something that if you have a life, if you have a history for your entire life, of craving certain foods, sweets in particular, it's hard to imagine. It seems like what I'm saying, that you will lose your hunger, you will lose your craving, is something that will work for other people, but not for me. But it will work for you. You just have to. The trick is to cut out carbohydrates and to eat good fats. And I mentioned what the good fats are in the book, but basically... Butter is a good fat. Coconut oil is good fat. Cheese is good fat. A lot of the
what about olive oil.
Fats, olive oil is perfectly good fat. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and you know the new oil I'm very into these days is avocado oil.
Yeah, well, avocado oil is good fat too. It's a monounsaturated fat. It doesn't spike your blood glucose at all. It's expensive for a lot of people. I've got some avocado oil around, macadamia oil. That's really expensive, but it's good also. And olive oil. I often mix them.
I know Now Foods just launched a line of called Ellendale oils, and they just launched a line of macadamia oils, avocado oil, and all different oils. Ooh. So I think for those of you who are listening and you're looking for something a little bit unique and different, check out Now Foods. Well, Grant, we are out of time. Again, went by pretty quickly. So again, can you tell people how they could find you if they're trying to find you online?
Yeah, eatbacondon'tjog.com, rivbike.com, and the book is available at Barnes & Noble, Urban Outfitters, independent bookstores, and Amazon. It's called Eat Bacon, Don't Jog. It's a good book. It's
perfect.
Easy to read.
It's awesome.
Perfect. Well, we like easy. Well, thank you, Grant, for being on our show today. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great high-fat day and stay well.